Track 9, and then we're back to news stories. £2.5 million overspend on care provision. The organisation responsible for overseeing Devon's care provision has reported an overspend of nearly £2.5 million before the end of its financial year. The Better Care Fund, BCF, established in 2015, helps elderly patients return home after hospital admission. An update shows Devon may overshoot its target for emergency hospital admissions due to falls and more people are in care homes than hoped, while fewer people than targeted have remained out of hospital for 91 days after admission. All this is putting pressure on finances, and the fund reported it had spent nearly £2.5 million more than its £131 million budget at the end of February, a month before its financial year ends. Solvig Wright, Devon County Council's Deputy Director for Adult Commissioning and Health, told Devon's Health and Wellbeing Board, "This is the first year ever there was an overspend. This is because it is experiencing a lot more demand and we are using funding in different ways." Ms. Wright said the overspend by the BCF has to be split 50-50 between Devon County Council and the Devon Integrated Care Board. "The county is expected to have more people in care homes than targeted, partly caused by patchy performance of an assessment service that decides when people can return home. We want people to live independently in their own homes without the need for a care home. And if we have the right community services in place, we should be able to hold this relatively stable," Ms. Wright said. "While we have always performed well, we are not assessing people quickly enough. And if people have been in a care home for a few weeks, it is really hard to get them back in their own homes as they decompensate and family situations change. And so we're seeing more people convert short-term care home stays to long-term ones." Ms. Wright said, "The discharge to access scheme, where patients are taken out of hospital to understand their care needs in a setting that more closely resembles their own home, was absolutely the right thing, particularly for frail patients or those with dementia."
Support group on the move. A support group for men is on the move. Andy's Man Club has called Newton Abbott Rugby Club home for the past several years. From May 13th, however, the group will meet at Newton Abbott Library. The final meeting at the Rugby Club will be on April 29th. The club continues to welcome more men and was therefore in need of larger premises. "We're very excited about our new location, as we will have more rooms available for us to use," a spokesman for Andy's Man Club, Newton Abbott, said. "We would not be in this position, though, if it weren't for the hospitality of Newton Abbott Rugby Club, and we would like to place on record our gratitude for this amazing club and the great people who make it such a great club for our local community," the spokesman added.
Speed signs installed in Shillingford. Shillingford Parish Council has installed two new flashing speed signs in an attempt to slow drivers down. The vehicle activated signs, VAS, display the speed a vehicle is travelling and are used to encourage motorists to comply with the speed limit or to warn of a hazard. Residents have been increasingly concerned about drivers exceeding the 30 mile per hour limit through the villages, particularly as many commuters use the road as a rat run to avoid congestion on the A379. However, because no serious accidents have been recorded, the parish was unlikely to qualify for help from Devon County Council. Instead, the parish council has used funding from the community infrastructure levy, which it has received as compensation for the huge amounts of construction work taking place in the area to pay for the signs. The parish council has erected one of its signs at the Clapham end of Shillingford Street, St George, and the other sign has been placed next to the village sign in Shillingford Abbott as drivers approach from the Exeter direction. However, a parish spokesman said the signs, which have a detection range of 300 metres, are likely to be moved in the future according to need. "It should be emphasised," he said, "that our approach is not a punitive one, but an attempt to raise driver awareness when speeding," a parish council spokesman said.
Businesses in awards running. Three businesses in Teignbridge have been shortlisted for the Devon and Plymouth Chamber Awards, which celebrate Devon's leading entrepreneurs and businesses. Neil Salter, founder of Coastcams, based in Dawlish, is shortlisted for the Game Changer Award, which recognises an individual who has turned an idea into a successful, sustainable business. Newton Abbott's No Limits Cafe, Kitchen and Hub is a finalist in the Equality Trailblazer category, which celebrates an organisation that champions diversity and promotes inclusion in their workforce, with their customers and in community outreach work. Architects Co-Create, which has offices at Seal Hay Newton Abbott, has been shortlisted for two awards: the Rapid Riser, for demonstrating exceptional growth with a sustainable plan for continued financial performance, and Creative Business of the Year. The Chamber received 160 nominations across the 12 award categories. Winners will be announced at a ceremony at the Crown Plaza in Plymouth on Friday, May the 17th.
Subsidies available. Organisations providing support to some of the most hard-up communities in Teignbridge have received a boost. Groups such as the Buckland Community Centre in Newton Abbott will be able to apply to Teignbridge Council for rent subsidies to help them keep going. Ward Councillor Mike Ryan said, "The people of Buckland live in the bottom 4% for deprivation. They need all the support they can get." Groups including Dawlish Scouts and Sheldon Water Carnival, which all rent council property, can now apply for subsidies. Councillor Richard Keeling told Teignbridge full council community-based assets should not be treated the same as commercial assets. Councillor Janet Bradford said she had seen firsthand the work local charities desperate to make use of the subsidy. She said, "The services they supply are wonderful. I'm humbled when I see them in action. The work they do helps the most vulnerable people. We must help them as much as we can."
Classic car fundraiser for air show. Automobiles will be assisting aeroplanes on the Den at Teignmouth this weekend. Saturday will see the Den packed with vintage cars, classic cars, motorcycles and trikes as the Teignmouth Air Show fundraising classic car, bike and trike show gets underway. Along with the retro and classic motors on display from 10 o'clock in the morning, there will also be refreshments, inflatable fun, and face painting. All proceeds from the event will go directly to Teignmouth Air Show, the three-day event which takes place from July the 4th to July the 7th. Featured this year on Air Display Day, July the 6th, will be the RAF Red Arrows, Typhoon Display Team, and Battle of Britain Memorial Flight. They'll be joined in the skies with Tim Raven, the Gazelle Squadron, and the Jubilee Pits display teams. Run by a team of passionate volunteers, Teignmouth Air Show is funded by the community for the community, thanks to supporters and sponsors.